Well, good afternoon. I really appreciate each and every one of you being here today as I present the 2013 budget for the City of Omaha. I'm again presenting a balanced budget with no proposed tax increases. Let me begin by telling you that we've had a good year. We are starting to see our economy bounce back after this crippling recession that has hit our country. Our metropolitan workforce has grown by 10,000 positions, and job creation is expanding to the areas of our city where we have had high unemployment. This upturn in our economy has been hard fought on many fronts. The business and labor community and the Greater Omaha Chamber of Commerce have been instrumental in working with my administration through these tough times, building back our economy by investing in our city. The taxpayers are seeing positive impact from their patience and from their faith in my administration as we made those tough choices in order to establish and maintain fiscal stability in Omaha. We retained our AAA bond rating and regained our positive standing from the rating agencies, even when the federal government was downgraded last fall. We've used technology to improve our services to our citizens at lower cost. We continue to streamline city government, maximizing our resources with collaborative partnerships, and look long-term as we plan for the future. It hasn't been easy, but we are getting there. Much of the credit goes to those city employees who continue to do more with less for the greater good of our city. The budget before you today continues our strategy of positioning city government for long-term success and responding to the public's need for services. We are continuing our goal of planning ahead and forecasting in five-year increments. It is in the best interest of our taxpayers to avoid surprises so they know what to expect from a government designed to serve their needs. The 2013 budget is a responsible budget. It reflects a 2.7% increase in the city's general fund budget over last year, most of which is attributed to wage increases and health care costs we are contractually obligated to fulfill. In order to make up for the increase, however, we have cut our overall spending. Like other large organizations, we are faced with rising cost in the price of labor, supplies, fuel, and energy. As in the case with many families in our city, we are seeing health care costs increase due to the escalating price of health care nationwide. Utility costs are going up 6 to 7%. We have eliminated 60 unfilled positions in the city government with this budget. We have revamped 25 of our buildings and upgraded 60% of our street lights, saving hundreds of thousands of dollars in energy costs now and into the future. The city is centralizing its parking management within the Public Works Department. This centralization is expected to reduce operating costs $1.2 million over the next 2 to 3 years. The city has adopted a vehicle replacement program for the police department's black and white cruisers. It will allow us to systematically replace an aging fleet of squad cars. Over the next 3 years, the city will replace 242 black and white cruisers, reducing the high maintenance costs of the current fleet, while increasing the police department's ability to respond to citizens' requests. We have prioritized our initiatives and will remain focused on keeping our streets safe, redeveloping our neighborhoods, and rebuilding our roadways that have been neglected for decades. Recognizing the importance of the city's infrastructure to economic development, this administration has implemented a 10-year plan to transition streetlights funding back to the general fund in order to increase the dollars available for street maintenance and resurfacing from the street and highway account. The 2013 budget includes $1.4 million in general fund for streetlights, which translates into an additional $1.4 million available for street maintenance and repair. This money, available for street resurfacing, will continue to increase each year, ultimately resulting in a $7 million being available to ensure the strength of the city's infrastructure now and well into the future. $300,000 has been set aside for demolition of condemned properties that breed unwanted and, in some cases, criminal activities that we cannot allow in our city, not at a time when we're making investments in streetscape projects and to redevelop our inner city and to redevelop neighborhoods. The 2013 budget continues to set aside money into a cash reserve fund. The ultimate goal is for the city to save $12 million in this account. With this year's allocation in the 2013 budget, we will be more than one-third of our way towards this goal. It was these reserves that helped the city keep its AAA bond rating. That rating, in turn, saved taxpayers millions of dollars in financing charges. The cash reserve will protect the city against potential tax increases by providing a savings account to draw on in the event of unexpected lost revenues or unexpected expenses. The cash reserve fund will be restored to its pre-2009 levels by the end of 2013 and will continue to be funded each year until we reach our goal of $12 million. We must turn the tide on short-term solutions that prevent city government from providing quality services to its residents. Now, no one can predict when the next financial crisis will take place, but we have an opportunity and a responsibility to stay ahead of the problems that work against the people who elected us to serve in their best interest. In 2010, the city entered into an agreement with the Omaha Police Officers Association that reduced benefits and increased contributions. This was a major historic move to bring solvency to the pension system in the years ahead. We presented a similar contract covering the firefighters to the City Council over a year ago. The Council did not accept that agreement. However, the administration is continuing to set aside funding as necessary until a contract is reached between the City Council and the fire union. While negotiations are never resolved as quickly as we would like, it is still our hope that the City Council can come to a resolution with the Firefighters Association, allowing us to further rectify the broken pension system and minimize further expenses. President Obama said that to build a new foundation for the 21st century, we need to reform our government so that it is more efficient, more transparent, and more creative, that will demand new thinking and a new sense of responsibility for every dollar that is spent. It is innovation, creative thinking, and a commitment to our community that has kept our economy and our city moving in the right direction. You all are responsible for that movement forward, and I thank you.